It took him only 3 days to earn the place of honour in her nightly prayers. Wheeze, she would whisper first of all, Dunson, Chiswick, Polliver, Raff the Sweetling, the Tickler, and the Hound Sir Gregor, Sir Amory, Sir Ilan, Sir Meron, King Joffrey, Queen Cersei. If she let herself forget even one of them, how would she ever find him again to kill him? On the road, Arya had felt like a sheep, but Harrenhal turned her into a mouse. She was grey as a mouse, in her scratchy wool shift, and like a mouse she kept to the crannies and crevices and dark holes of the castle, scurrying out of the way of the mighty. Sometimes she thought they were all mice within those thick walls, even the knights and the great lords. The size of the castle made even Gregor Clegane seem small. Harrenhal covered thrice as much ground as Winterfell, and its buildings were so much larger they could scarcely be compared. Its stables housed 1,000 horses, its guardswood covered 20 acres, its kitchens were as large as Winterfell's great hall, and its own great hall, grandly named the Hall of 100 Hearths, even though it only had 30 and some. Arya had tried to count them twice, but she came up with 33 once and 35 the other time, was so cavernous that Lord Tywin could have feasted his entire host, though he never did. Walls, doors, halls, steps, everything was built to an inhuman scale that made Arya remember the stories old Nan used to tell of the giants who lived beyond the wall. And as lords and ladies never noticed the little grey mice under their feet, Arya heard all sorts of secrets just by keeping her ears open as she went about her duties. Pretty Pyre from the Buttery was a slut who was working her way through every night in the castle. The wife of the jailer was with child, but the real father was either Sir Alan Stackspear or a singer named White Smile Watt. Lord Lefford made mock of ghosts at table, but always kept a candle burning by his bed. Sir Donovan's squire, judge, could not hold his water when he slept. The cooks despised Sir Harry Swift and spit in all his food.